This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam Insight, a very special series essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
Brother, my question for you is, after accepting Islam, when you come back to our home countries, families are pressuring us to convert back to the religion that we used to have. How can we cope with this?
Right, this is again a practical challenge that a new Muslim goes through after accepting Islam. Probably when he's in a Muslim country, he is very open, he gets a lot of support. But then when he goes back to his home country, he faces the actual difficulty, actual scenario comes into his mind, in front of him. How does he have to keep and cope these challenges? Number one, you need to make your mind prepared and plan that you are going to face these challenges. So first thing, you need to plan how you can handle these kind of challenges that will for sure come on your way when you go back to your home. When you go back to your home country, when you go back and face your people, and when you say that, you know, when I go to this place, I've accepted Islam, now I'm a Muslim. When you declare that, you are bound to have to get the reaction. So you need to plan how to cope up with these situations, number one. Number two, you need to program your mind that no matter what kind of pressure that my parents are going to make upon me, I am going to be steadfast upon Islam. Because again, as people of the past, they faced trials, they left their own properties, their own families, their own lives at the cost of their faith. Because we can't risk our faith at any cost. We can't put our iman at stake. We can't put our iman at risk, our faith at risk. So you need to program, number two, as a part of preparation to face your family when you go back home, you need to program your mind that you will never ever leave Islam, no matter what kind of pressure that you face. So mentally, you will be prepared, you will be strong. Psychologically, you will be strengthened that no matter what kind of challenges, what kind of difficulties that you will face, you are programmed that I am going to be steadfast, firm on Islam. Third, you need to pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease your task when you tell this truth, when you share that you have become Muslim with your family members. You need to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who is the changer of hearts. He is the one who changes the hearts. He is the one who grants the softness in the hearts. He is the one who develops the love, mercy, compassion and affection in the hearts of the people. So when you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the last part of the night, when you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I have accepted Islam for you. I am living Islam for you. I want to remain on Islam for you. And I'm going back home. When I go back home, my parents, my family members, my relatives might pressurize me. Oh Allah, ease my task for me. Ease my task for me so that I may be firm on Islam, and ease my task for me so that I can in fact invite them to Islam as well. Pray. So first you do plan, you program, you basically pray. The fourth thing, you need to perform. You need to perform an act which is prescribed in the Quran, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a very sound and beautiful way of removing the hatred in the hearts and minds of the people. And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fussilat, Surah number 41, ayah number 34, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, idfa billati hiya ahsan. Repel, remove the bad with the good. So when you go back home, if they do anything bad, do good to them. Do good to them. Remove, don't give the reaction of the bad with the bad. Do good if they do bad to you. They would be surprised. They would be amazed and strange. How come when we are neglecting him, when we are, you know, humiliating or insulting or criticizing or making him embarrassed of his belief, he is being good to us? This will leave an impact, a very positive impact on them. And fifth, again, as I've mentioned to this brother, be patient. When you go back home, be patient. There will be a time when you will face these kind of situations. Be patient. Be prepared for sacrifice. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 92, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain piety. You will never attain goodness unless you sacrifice that which you love the most. So you need to be prepared to pay sacrifice, keeping in mind that this life, you might face difficulty, you might face problems, you might face situations which are very, very miserable. But you know for sure what is rest for you in the hereafter is far more better, far more long-term and permanent, inshallah. If you do these things when you go back home, inshallah, this will help you. Hope that answers your question.